I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. We are in the midst of the heart and the depths of Wisconsin weather, and it is frigid outside. There is snow covering the ground, several inches of snow, and there's more snow on the way, and schools are on shutdown and lockdown tomorrow because of the bitter cold, like negative 40 and 50 degree, that's with the wind chill, and it's just going to be insanely cold. And when it's this cold in Wisconsin, all you can think about is wanting to hunker down with a good cup of hot chocolate or a glass of wine in your warm jammies with a warm blanket, watching movies, and just you want to isolate and hibernate and lock yourself away in your warm house and just cuddle. And rightly so, it's flipping cold outside. Yet even though I grew up in the Midwest, I realized that we are not meant, as humans, we are not meant to isolate. We are not meant to hibernate and hide ourselves away from other human connection and relationships. And I know that for me, that is something that I have had to learn and grow in. Let me just kind of back up and tell some of my story. So I grew up as a pastor's daughter, and from the age of birth to 14, my dad was a Pentecostal pastor. And what that meant is the women couldn't cut their hair, wear pants or makeup. The men didn't wear shorts. You didn't have TVs at all in your home, and you didn't go to the movies and things like that. And so the funny thing is that I remember we would go to the library and rent those 16 millimeter films and the 16 millimeter players and watch those at our house, like Laurel and Hardy and the Three Stooges and stuff like that. Or I'd go to my friend's house, and their parents were also Pentecostal, and we would watch VHSs in their basement, like Pretty Woman and things like that. But yet you didn't want to tell another soul because this was against your religion. And I remember one time my brother, who was about 14 months younger than I, we were playing after church one day out in the back, and he started talking about a movie that we had got from the library, rented from the library. It was probably Laurel and Hardy, a black and white 16 millimeter film. And I just remember, Michael, you can't say that. You can't tell people that we did that. And I remember like pinching him or something like that, or hitting him. And he was like, what? And it was one of those things. Then from an early age, you learned that it is better to keep things a secret. Like you keep things a secret. Like if there's things that you are doing that is not right or that you're struggling with, or you just keep it a secret. And I know that even at that time in my life, and even probably, you know, the years before that, you know, the thought pattern in society has been that you don't let people see your weaknesses. You don't let people get to know you at that level because you do not want to be seen as weak, especially if you're in leadership. If you're a pastor or any person in leadership, you do not want people to see your weaknesses. And authenticity and vulnerability were like no words, like do not go there. You are not vulnerable. You are not authentic in leadership. You better just learn to keep your mouth shut and hide, and don't let people see that you have struggles, that there you have issues, or that you're hurt, or that you're hurting, or that you're depressed, or anything like that. It was very much about keep your perfect face forward and let everybody see that you look perfect, you have your act together, you got it all going for you. Don't let anybody see that you're struggling or that you're breaking the rules in the church. And from that age, you know, I learned that, and it, again, it wasn't, my parents never verbally told me those things ever. My dad is an amazing man, and my mom and dad are just have been phenomenal and imparted such great values, and instilled great values in me as a person and in our family. And they never told us that it's better to isolate, you know. These are just things that you begin to learn, these unspoken patterns that you get stuck in, and because it feels safer to hide, it feels safer to isolate, it feels safer to keep people at an arm's length than it is to let them into your life. And I am naturally a very independent, strong person, and I know that that has also been a area of weakness for me, because in my independence, in my strong, tough demeanor, I've taken on at times in my life, you just push through and you don't let people in past that hard shell, because you need to just be tough. And again, you need to have your act together. And so as I grew up in that, I remember having friendships with people, and they would get close and I would share some of my vulnerabilities or dare to be authentic with them, and only to have those things that I was being vulnerable with or authentic in as a teenager, as a young woman, they were like thrown back in my face, so to speak. Like somebody else found out about my struggle. Somebody else found out about my weakness. And I shared, put myself out there to share a vulnerability, a part of me, for somebody to know me, I let them in only to be hurt. And I remember telling my mom at one point when I was an older teenager. So again, this is like over 20 years ago. And I remember saying to her, you know, just being so hurt at one point because I'd shared something in secret and in confidence with a friend, and somehow other people found out about it. And I felt so betrayed. And she told me, Bethany, you cannot trust anyone. You do not trust anyone. And I'm so glad that my mom does not feel that way anymore. And she is a beaming light of authenticity, of vulnerability. And I'm so grateful for the woman that she is. But at that point in her life, we were just at a rough place where she said that out of a place of her own hurt, of her own disappointment, of her own pain of choosing to be vulnerable with friends or choosing to share her heart with friends and then to be hurt and to be stabbed in the back. And yes, sometimes life sucks. Sometimes friendships suck. Sometimes we pick the wrong people to share our heart with. But the thing is, we cannot go through life not connecting with people. We are hardwired for connection. If you were just to do a Google search on hardwired for connection, I tell you, so many resources and scientific data would come up on the page about all these studies that have taken place about how we are created with this innate desire to be connected to each other, connected to people. We're built for relationship. We're built for connection. We're built for friendships, and we're built to love and have those heart-to-heart relationships with people. But yet those moments where we choose to step out and take a risk in a friendship, we choose to step out in an authenticity and be vulnerable with our heart, to give somebody our heart, and it gets smashed and hurt and bruised and stabbed and crushed, and yet it hurts and it's painful and we cry, but yet we have to learn from that moment, learn from that experience, and grow from that experience, and again, take the chance to love again. Take the chance to put ourselves out there. Take the chance to connect again for the sake of friendships, for the sake of relationships. And I know that that was a tough battle for me growing up and learning to overcome that, because my natural tendency was to isolate. My natural tendency was to push people away. My natural tendency was, you're getting too close. You're getting to know me
And I don't know if I'm comfortable with that because the next layer, you know, ogres that from the Shrek, he talks about ogres have layer. They're like onions. They have layers. Well, just like that, we have layers, and like that person is coming into the next layer of getting to know me at that next level. And oh my gosh, what if they don't like what they see? What if they don't like the true me? What if my weaknesses turn them away in disgust? What if the places I struggle with, what if they don't see that I'm the perfect person that I want them to see? That image is everything that they thought, and now they can't connect with me. Those are lies from the pit of hell, people. Those are those places that we have built walls in our heart and in our life. Lies that because of one person betraying us, because of one time you shared in confidence a secret and they betray you, doesn't mean that you can't trust the next person. Maybe you are a little bit more, maybe you're wiser. If anything, you are now wiser, and maybe you choose your friends a little bit more carefully, or you are just a little bit more protective of who you let into that inner circle, that inner layer. But we cannot not have connections. I know that I have had to make it a priority in my life, make it a such an importance for me to put it on my calendar and reach out to friends. I tell you, sometimes it's still hard for me. If I haven't connected with a friend in a while, if I haven't connected with somebody who is meaningful to me, sometimes it's still hard for me. Sometimes I still struggle with, are they really gonna want to spend time with me? Are they really, do they value the friendship like I value the friendship? And those, my friends, are lies. And those are the things that keep you from breaking out of that isolation, breaking out of that barrier into purposeful, meaningful connections. I know that I am so grateful that vulnerability and authenticity and those buzzwords that you hear a lot out there right now, that is coming to the forefront. And it's, I know we still have a lot of work to do in our society, but I'm so grateful that these kind of topics and these types of conversations that we're having about what it means to take a risk in friendships, take a risk in relationships, what it means to know your worth, know the value of who you are as a person and what you bring to the table. I'm so grateful that these types of conversations are beginning to happen, because it is what is going to bring us into a healthier society and healthier relationships in general. There is a quote from Robert Zemeckis, I believe is how you say his last name. He's an American film director. He's a gentleman who directed Forrest Gump and Polar Express and Back to the Future, some of those types of movies. And he says, we don't function well as human beings when we're in isolation. When we are closed off to the rest of the world, we don't function well. And I know I've heard a statement too from Chris Volatin, who's from Bethel Church out in California, Redding, California. He makes a statement about, if the only truth that we believe is our own, then we have already been deceived. And I know that's that danger with isolation is when we are telling ourselves this truth that what I bring to the table isn't of value, my relationship, I don't know if I'm worthy of having that connection with somebody. I don't know if I don't have my act together, then they're not going to want to be friends with me. I don't want to face rejection again. So it's better and safer for me to isolate myself than for me to put myself out there and truly be seen. But if that's the truth that we're playing over and over, then we have already been deceived about the value and the worthiness of who we are as a person for connection. I know that it has been so worth it It's been scary at times, but I know it has been so worth it as I have overcome the fear of connections and overcome isolation. And I know that that can be my default, my safety mechanism is to isolate. But I know that when I purpose to reach out, when I purpose to connect, it has been a healing balm to my heart. It has brought deeper relationships than I ever would have thought possible. Best friends in my life that I only could have dreamed about as a kid, but now I have them so deep in my life. I know that I am so grateful for the relationships that I have right now. And I'm sure that there's probably somebody out there that's listening to this podcast that needed to hear this today, that I just want to speak to you and say that you're worth it. You're worth it. You're worthwhile. You're of value. What you bring to the table in friendship is what people need. Who you are as a person, you belong. You are acceptable. You are accepted. You don't need to isolate anymore. Reach out today and connect. Reach out today and bridge the divide with someone in your life. I know that this hits close to home for me, and I'm so grateful of how far I've come in my life, overcoming that fear of connecting and learning to be authentic, learning to be vulnerable in my relationships, and learning not to isolate and hide. So my challenge to you today, friends, as I wrap up here, would be in the midst of all the cold in the Midwest here, where we want to just hide away and isolate and hibernate, don't let that become a pattern in your life. Don't let that become a wall that's built in your life that keeps you from reaching out and staying connected to those people that value who you are as a person. We are hardwired for connection. We are hardwired for relationship. And my friends, don't let the fear of being truly seen keep you from reaching out. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, have a wonderful day.